Miranda Lambert on Bear Country 95.3. We're at 7:51 and right now 23 degrees. It's our benefit breakfast and food drive for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts this morning. And normally on a Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock, I talked to Mick from Montague Webworks. This morning, no different. I'm glad you could stop by, Mick.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
And we're going to talk about the Food Bank's website this morning, which I know you've taken a look at,
Mick. I have indeed. It's the URL, the website address is foodbank.wma.org, Bank Western Mass.
And what'd you find when you went there?
Well, it is an attractive website, but most importantly, it's a very effective one. I mean, they have a lot of information about what they do and what they do. Like, not only what they do in terms of what the organization's mission is, but how they accomplish it. And you can donate. They have a listing of all their special events. And when they partner up, like, for instance, Monty's March, which happened, a few days ago last week.
Oh, on
Thursday.
On the river, yeah.
On the river, right. So on that other station.
We're all in the same gang. It's okay.
We're all friends. And, you know, he raised a lot of money, and so that's listed here as well. You can read about that and other events that are coming up.
Now, you mentioned donations, and I was talking to Megan, who's also here with us this morning. Donations, if you can't stop by this morning to Bear Country 95.3 at 81 Woodard Road, you can go on the Food Bank's website and make that secure donation, right?
Definitely. There are several places on the site where you can see where if you say it says donate, you just click on donate, it takes you directly to our donation page. And as we spoke about a little bit earlier, for every dollar donated, we're able to provide $13 worth of food to our network of food providers. So something I would love for folks to do is if they aren't able to make it here, which I totally understand, we're all trying to cram for the holidays, or work, that thing.
Yeah.
They can go onto our website when you get to work and click on the donate page. There's also a little place you can put like a special message or a note on there.
Yep.
Indicate on there. Make sure to indicate that this contribution is coming in because of the Bear Country WHAI food drive.
Yeah.
And then therefore we'll be able to kind of let you guys know how your listeners are responding and coming onto our website.
That's great, because I know a lot of people aren't able to stop by because of different schedules this morning. We totally understand that. But with the technology that we have today, with the website, with a secure connection, when you make that donation, you can do that at the Food Bank's website.
And donate big and make sure you put the Bear Country thing in there so we can have a little competition going to see, you know.
All right.
Or say Montague Webworks website of the week is when I heard this, and that's when we can know for sure.
Now, Mick, of course, behind a lot of different events in the area, this past summer we had the Mutton and Mead Festival.
That's right, and that was partially a fundraiser for the food bank as well.
And I understand next year you're planning a two-day event and the same goals?
The same goals. We're going to have the same two benefactors, the main one of being the Food Bank of Western Mass. The event date is Saturday and Sunday, June 23rd and 24th. It's the weekend after Father's Day weekend, not on Father's Day weekend. And again, I mean, not only is it a can drive for the food bank, but we actually built the story of the food that was being raised into the storyline of the day. So the Sheriff of Nottingham was trying to secure the food, and then Robin Hood had to come in and save it for the people. And so we actually built it in. There was a struggle with the wagon and all that. And
oh, how great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, well, I was so disappointed I wasn't able to attend. So this year, my calendar is marked. I hope everyone's marking their calendars now.
Oh, all right, for 2012, the weekend after Father's Day.
After Father's Day. And it's a full Saturday and Sunday, and you'll be able to buy weekend passes. So last year, or this year rather, 2011, we raised over 1,700 pounds, I think 1,753. And it all went to the food bank, too. I think specifically this time the Turner's Falls Survival Center.
Very good. So the website again for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts?
Foodbankwma.org.
And we're going to call that our Montague Webworks website of the week. Now 7:55.